Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We bring in friend of the show and newsbreaker when it comes to what's going on, especially with the general manager here with the Cleveland Browns. When Andrew Berry was announced the new general manager, Mary Kay had it first. She is Mary Kay Cabot from the Plain Dealer in Cleveland.com. Hi, Mary Kay. How are you?
Good. How you guys doing?
I'm Mary
We
Kay.
Are doing good. So can you walk us through something here? Because Jeff and I had a debate yesterday, and we were trying to figure out how things actually went down with Andrew Berry. And I said, look, they probably last week, if this is true or not, last week they may have said, Berry's going to get the job, and Peyton dropped out before he had a chance to not get the job. Does that sound right to you, or how do you think it went down?
You know, it could have gone that way. It's a little bit hard to say because they were kind of hot and heavy with George Payton. But while that was going on, Andrew was never out of it. Andrew was always very much involved with it. And it was, you know, just kind of going back and forth between those two guys to see how this would work out. And I think that George probably felt like they wanted Andrew all along, that there were a lot of people in the building that favored him, including Jimmy Haslam, Paul DePodesta. You know, I think Kevin Stefanski really liked both of them. So I think that it was just a matter of working their way through both guys to see which one was a fit, and they ended up with Andrew.
Mary Kay, if they liked him that much, why'd they let him leave?
Well, that was because John Dorsey came in. He brought in Elliot Wolf as his assistant general manager and Alonzo Highsmith as vice president of player personnel. And under those conditions, there just wasn't enough for Andrew to do. I mean, John had his people, and he had final say over the roster, and Andrew wasn't one of his guys. So he was going to rely on Elliot and Alonzo, and Andrew did the right thing. He went and worked with Howie Roseman for a year, and he was second in line under – he was basically assistant GM. He was second in line under Howie Roseman. He had a lot of authority, and he learned a lot in that year, which really helped prepare him for this job.
I find it interesting, and Andrew could come in and do a great job and be, you know, one of the great GMs in NFL history. Who knows? But I find it interesting that, all right, you sent Sashi Brown on his way and brought in John and turned it over to John, and now you've brought back Andrew, and you have Andrew and Paul DePodesta, who were two-thirds of what Jimmy Haslam blew up a couple of years ago. And it's just a weird dynamic to me, Mary Kay. Does it feel weird to you, or does it feel okay?
Well, what they can't do is they can't go all the way back to analytics. They can't swing the pendulum back that far. They have to make sure that they apply good football standards to selecting players moving forward. There was not enough of that in the Sashi Brown regime, and Andrew Berry shouldn't have to pay for the sins of what Sashi Brown did. He made 24 draft selections. Most of them were not good. And Andrew Berry did not have final say at that time. It doesn't mean he's not a good scout or a talent evaluator or executive.
Sure.
It means that Sashi Brown was the one in charge. Andrew is widely regarded as a rising young star in the industry, and he's obviously very, very smart. And now, again, he has more experience than he did when he left here, and let's see how it goes.
Where do you think this leaves some of the players that might have been up in the air? Does it change the dynamic for Hollywood Higgins? Does it change the dynamic for David Njoku? What do you think?
Well, I think those guys will have some consideration that they didn't before. I mean, they were drafted when Andrew Berry was here, so I think they might have a little bit more, they might have a little bit more professionalism under Andrew than they did under the last regime. Those guys did not really like David Njoku or Rashard Higgins. So I think it's an opportunity for them to maybe get another look. I don't know if they'll actually stay, but they will have a chance to, you know, have an opportunity to do that.
Mary Kay, and your background and your expertise in this is why I ask you this question. You have a better feel for it than we do. Would you think that Andrew Berry would think that having Odell Beckham, Kareem Hunt on the team with other issues that they have going is a positive or a negative?
Well, I've said all along that that Odell Beckham Jr., Kevin Stefanski, whoever the new general manager is, his agent, that they're all going to have to put their heads together and make sure this is a fit going forward. You want Odell Beckham in a place where he's happy. You want to want him. And everybody has to make sure that they're comfortable with that situation. So I definitely think it's something to address. Now, we know that Kevin Stefanski talked to Odell last week when he was in the building. So I wonder how that went. We don't know yet. But I think it is a situation of making sure that everybody's comfortable. As far as Kareem Hunt is concerned, I think that what happened last week was a red flag. It was a big red flag. And I think everybody involved with Kareem Hunt, they need to get a hold of him, and they need to get him turned around and going in the right direction. Because I listened to the whole 46 minutes, and I don't know if you guys did that yesterday, but there's a whole 46 minutes there of stuff that is of concern. And I think the NFL, the Browns, Kareem's family, his agent, I think everybody needs to get a hold of him right now and make sure that he's okay, because he didn't really sound okay to me.
What do you think the NFL's doing in this scenario?
Gathering information, yeah. And I'm sure they've tested him. If they haven't tested him, they probably will test him. And I'm sure that they're taking it very seriously. I mean, they suspended him for 8 games last year for things that he did, and they let him back in, and he's not on the same program as everyone else. I mean, he's just not. He has to be held to a higher standard, and he does not have a lot of margin for error. Therefore, I think it's incumbent upon everyone around him to intervene right now and to make sure that, you know, does he need rehab? Does he need more counseling? Whatever he needs, everyone immediately must jump in there and make sure that he gets it.
Does OBJ get a call from the league office about the officer and the money after the LSU game, after the national championship?
They said they were monitoring it. So yeah. Yes, I would think that they would be talking to him about that too. But again, if you listened to the, if you listened to the 46 minutes yesterday, there were some issues. The officer said that he smelled like booze. He warned him not to be driving around with weed in the car while smelling like booze. Those are all things that say, you know, hey, maybe Kareem is in some kind of emotional trouble or otherwise trouble right now, and it must be taken very seriously.
With that in mind, Mary Kay, do you bother to put the resources and effort into a guy as good as he is who plays the most disposable position in the NFL right now? And you have Nick Chubb.
You know, I don't know. He's due to be a restricted free agent, so his contract is essentially up. He's not under contract after this year. They would have to make another commitment to him. So it's mm-hmm. going to be up to Andrew Berry, Paul DePodesta, and Kevin Stefanski to decide if they want to make that commitment. If they don't, then, you know, they have some options. You know, trade him, tender him and trade him. They have some things that they can do. So it's just a matter of, do they want to deal with this going forward, or do they want to, you know, maybe not have as many players on the team that were given second chances by John Dorsey as there are right now?
Can I go back to something you mentioned earlier about the structure under John Dorsey, where he brought in Elliott Wolf and Alonzo Highsmith, and Andrew Berry was kind of the fourth guy there? Well, all of a sudden, here comes Andrew Berry, and he's the boss. And Elliott and Alonzo Highsmith are, at least right now, under him. Do you think they remain and they can work under that structure, now working for a guy who was basically below them or a contemporary? Or do you think Andrew Berry's thinking, I need to bring in my own guys and blah, 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 blah? They worked together for a year.
Well, I would say it seems there seems to be some sentiment for Elliott Wolff sticking around. I don't know about Alonso. I would have to think that Alonso, you know, might not want to be around under these conditions. I think he would have stayed under George Payton, but I just don't know that he will stick around under Andrew Berry. So it's something to watch. You know, stranger things have happened. Those guys are really good evaluators, really, really good evaluators, and you can't have enough of those kind of guys. So I would think that, you know, one might stay, one might leave, but we don't know for sure yet.
All right, let's go back to Andrew Berry getting hired. Do you feel like, what do you feel like as far as the continuity is concerned on the front office part of things here and being on the same page with the head coach and trying to move this thing forward? Do you feel like for the first time that everybody does seem like they're in a line, or is this just a honeymoon period because you have all the new hires?
Well, from a philosophical standpoint, they are aligned. I mean, you've got really smart, forward-thinking people that understand, believe, and embrace the modern concepts of football. So that's all good. But you still have to pick the right players, and you still have to coach them up. So we don't know yet how it's all going to play out. Theoretically, there's alignment. But how that translates to the football field, we don't know that yet.
Okay, here's the million-dollar question. Last thing. You get Kevin Stefanski, who apparently Paul DePodesta wanted, instead of Freddie Kitchens. You bring Andrew Berry back, who was here, and Jimmy Haslam, apparently a big fan. Do you think ownership has finally figured out you must give people a chance to do their jobs and to grow in their jobs and to develop their staff and their system and everything they want, Mary Kay? Or do you think that the Haslams are going to be really itchy to get wins right away, and if they don't get them, they're blowing it up again?
Well, I would think that this regime is going to get a longer chance than previous regimes did, but you never really know. And Jimmy Haslam made no promises or guarantees that they were going to get it right this time and that they were going to stick with it for a lengthy period of time. He basically said, we're going for alignment, and we hope and we're determined to get it right, but he knows he can't make those kinds of promises. So I think everyone will be cautiously optimistic. No one knows for sure yet.
Mary Kay, as always, we appreciate your insight and a great job over the last couple of days here as well. Thank you, Mary Kay.
Thank you, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.